In today's fast-paced world, your business deserves banking solutions that are as dynamic and cost-effective as you are. Solutions like free business checking from LGE Community Credit Union, free online and mobile banking, no minimum balance required, plus no maintenance fees and dividends on your balance. At LGE, we're a smarter way to bank. See what's possible for your business at lgeccu.org. No monthly maintenance fees. Other service fees such as NSF, overdraft, wire, and stop payment fees still apply. Not all businesses will qualify. Membership eligibility and base savings account that keeps a $5 minimum balance required.
This is a 680 The Fan podcast. To hear more live and local sports content like this, tune into 680 AM or 93.7 FM or download the Fan app.
In today's fast-paced world, your business deserves banking solutions that are as dynamic and cost-effective as you are. Solutions like free business checking from LGE Community Credit Union, free online and mobile banking, no minimum balance required, plus no maintenance fees and dividends on your balance. At LGE, we're a smarter way to bank. See what's possible for your business at lgeccu.org. No monthly maintenance fees. Other service fees such as NSF, overdraft, wire, and stop payment fees still apply. Not all businesses will qualify. Membership eligibility and base savings account that keeps a $5 minimum balance required.
The Fan is ready for Brave season. Are you?
3-1 smoked high in the air, deep center field, and heading for the horizon. A home run by Olsen.
We're streaming every game of the Braves 2024 season free on the 680 The Fan app.
So make sure you download it now and don't miss a pitch of the Braves this season.
Broadcasting company.
Who does number two work for?
You don't like this Domino, do you?
151 Domino, Cellini the Fan, 680 and 93.7 FM. We talked to Chuck and Chernoff. Actually, they can participate if they choose to in the Domino dump. The okay. Audio and story dump.
Yeah.
Not the actual dump.
Let me ask you, maybe an intern, maybe, do you guys know what this is?
Someone wrote you a letter?
Yeah, what am I holding in my hand?
An envelope.
That's an envelope. What's on there?
It's stamp. Like an address and a stamp.
Somebody sent it. It's got a return address.
Stale
People don't even
mail.
Know what that is.
What did they write you about?
I got a piece of mail.
Prison, maybe.
I got a piece of mail.
I'm in jail, Domino. Been here a long time, and I'll tell you what gets me through the day. And hardball show on Saturday morning.
Thank you for saying so. Hey, do you know who's
going to... Send me some pictures of yourself.
Oh, well, I don't think I need to do that.
Can you put some money on my books, too?
Okay, I don't think I need to do that. But I appreciate you listening.
You mind being my pen pal?
So the Ray Giudice interview of the week from Minute One this year. You'll hear a little clip tomorrow. Billy Martin Jr., I'm telling you, like the stuff you didn't know about Billy Martin Jr. is here to tell you a few things. So we'll play part of that. Coming up on Hardball, Ray Giudice's interview of the week on Saturday. All right, what is this the sound of?
NASCAR.
Ding, 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 ding. Look at the big brain on Nick. Mm-hmm. Do you know that we might have a new version of Oak Island, and it might be the NASCAR version of Oak Island? Do you know that there is a track? It doesn't matter where it is.
I know there's one at Lake Lanier, right?
They believe they found a moonshine cave at a track that was shut down in 96.
Breaking rumors.
Yeah. They think underneath, they've been talking about this. Part of the bleachers were falling apart, and they see a hole. Now, every time somebody sees a hole, they believe something has to be down there.
I want Mason
Mummies,
Royal.
Treasures.
Sometimes concrete just breaks apart, and it creates a chasm, if you will.
I started to look. It's a North Carolina track. They brought back for one event last year. It doesn't matter. But every time, so I started to look at all the shows that have been in Hunt of. Hitler, Gold, Treasure. Bigfoot, Sasquatch, Loch Ness Monster. There are so many of these. I don't know what would take so long. How about you just take off a little more cement and then get in the hole? And then tell me, they think it's a moonshine. It's always been rumored that at the NASCAR track where moonshine began.
Yeah, as you said, dig in there and you'll find out.
Yeah. What are you going to make me wait? What are you going to make this, an 8-part series?
I think we found a steal down in there.
Well, that's what they said they haven't found yet. Gee, yeah, because you're making up a story. In all likelihood, you may. Now, why don't you just put an old still down there and make it worth everybody's while?
I still love on Andy Griffith from the old ladies that owned the flower shop had a still making moonshine.
In the middle of the night.
They get busted every now and then.
In the middle of the night, go put an old still down there and give me something. Give me a payoff. I can't find one of these shows, not one, where anything has actually been found. I can't find one show where there's been a payoff. And don't tell me Oak Island, they found buttons. That's the big thing, this old man. I'm not sure he's not actually got a hole in his pocket where he's dropping old buttons on the ground. Him and his, you know, that metal detector. They pull up a button. Oh, that looks like it's from the 1500s. Mm-hmm. Does it?
How did you know that?
I think it just fell out of your leg.
Via the naked eye.
I think. So, yeah. So, your wife still have stuff to do with NASCAR or no?
Here and there, yeah.
Okay. Just keep an eye on NASCAR's still story.
We'll I will. I'll tell her to keep a close
Please,
eye on that situation in North Carolina.
If she can give me some inside information so I don't have to watch a new 8-part series that I believe is coming.
Make sure I put that atop my list. Chuck and Chernoff.
No, hold on.
Oh, you're not done?
No, we got another piece of sound.
My apologies for stepping on your toes.
Wow. I got a pop quiz.
I was in the wrong.
Chuck's not here. I was going to wait for everybody to be in class, but I got a pop quiz.
Since there's no Braves today, pop quiz.
Yes, pop quiz. That's exactly right.
I like it.
Thank you.
Chuck does realize we start around this time, right?
Chuck's on Chuck's watch. You guys don't know this by now?
Whatever. There is a gentleman. He's known as the hardest geezer. He's going to accomplish something in less than a year. He is not going to run. This is how it's being labeled. They say he's running across Africa. That's not true.
Okay.
He's running down the length of Africa. So I want you to think about this. In less than 1 year, how many marathons has he run to make this? He's 10 days away, 9 days away from completing this. How many marathons do you think he's run this year to have this happen?
This year? It's March.
No. In a year's time.
Oh, okay.
In a calendar year.
All right.
He's 9 days away, I think, now from completing.
I'm going to miss this so poorly. 111.
200.
368
what?
Marathons.
Who has time?
In Africa.
Stop.
This might be the greatest physical human achievement ever.
In that heat, too.
Africa.
Mm-hmm.
I know where it is.
Mm-hmm.
I've looked. He's not running across Africa. He's running the length of Africa. 368 marathons in less than one calendar year. Do the math on
that. So he's the Forrest Gump.
That's more than a marathon a day.
He got that far. He figured he might as well just keep going.
All right, last one. Do you know what this is?
Turn around and went back the other way. It's a donkey.
Pretty close. Yeah, it's a donkey mule. It's a mule.
All right, there you go. That's the sound of the horn.
I'm going to ask you a question. If somebody associated with you is now known as your mule and they get arrested,
mm-hmm.
how do you think this is going to go?
It's not going to go well for you.
Okay.
It's not going to go well for them. It's not going to go well for anybody.
I'm not playing down the hall. You do whatever you want.
This is the Diddy story you're referencing here?
So the former Syracuse basketball player who is being referred to, not me, I didn't do this, he's being referred to as Diddy's mule. You look it up if you want to, street lingo, what it means. I'm not going down that road. His attorneys, first of all, the mule has been arrested. That's a bad sign because they believe what? What do they believe the mule knows?
The mule knows everything.
Things, if not everything.
And he's going to tell you everything he does know.
Right. I saw this guy taken out in cuffs, and the first thing I thought was, well, let's see how much he wants to sing and what the deal is going to be. But doesn't even – Diddy's attorneys are now claiming that, hey, you didn't have to go that far. It was an ambush on the houses. Let me ask you something. They allegedly – and I don't know if this is true or not – they allegedly found guns, cameras everywhere, and tapes. Who in his group didn't think this day could be coming?
Like videotapes? VHS tapes?
They said he had cameras in every room in both houses.
Videotape.
So there are at least three digits worth of people, right?
Who has videotapes?
These parties go back 30 years.
The Colonel.
How did they not
Boogie
know?
Boogie nights all of a sudden.
How wasn't it somebody's job?
These are the real people, the people from the street.
Not as many people saw that movie as you think, but again, this is like we say about HBO. It doesn't matter. But who in the crew was supposed to at some point say, hey, man, it feels a little bit hot. They might be coming down. Should we get rid of the guns, the cameras, and the tapes?
Everybody has a cleaner. There's always a cleaner.
Right.
There should be a cleaner. Like, if you're doing stuff like this, you have to have somebody who is assigned to be the cleaner.
Well, I have the over-under at 100 people who are sweating their rear ends off like they've never sweat
before. Was the tip-off like the FBI keeps track of who orders cases of VHS tapes from Amazon now?
So what we said the other day.
Could be.
When the feds are in, they're asking you stuff they already know the answers to, and they've raided three of his homes
his
now.
His attorneys are, they want me to believe that they should be angry about the idea of, well, I thought they were excessive.
They turned the home
this.
Upside down, okay. I tell you.
If they found guns, camera, and
that's
tapes.
What they were, yeah.
Yes, they did exactly
if
what
they
were supposed to do.
I don't know if this really happens. I do not know. In every movie, the knife comes out and they start cutting open sofas. Like,
yeah. I'm here for everything. I'm not here for some of it.
You never found that, Karen. Needed that money.
Last one.
Fellas reference.
Did you see what Brittany Mahomes put up? That now everybody sort of has got an opinion on.
Hmm.
Brittany Mahomes put a picture up, and it's not really a full-size ice cream cone. It's a smaller than ice cream cone ice cream cone.
Sort of a baby cone?
If it sort of looks like a baby
cake cone almost, like the small one you get at home.
No, but it's a cone. It's a what do they call them? I worked in the business. Not a
sugar cone?
Yeah, not a waffle cone, but
a sugar cone.
It's a cake cone, the little
waffle cone.
I don't know.
It's the one that looks more delicious.
A lot of different cones.
Yeah, the one that has taste.
Road cones.
The one that has more taste in it. But so on top of it is a little scoop of ice cream that's got like the hardened chocolate on it. Okay. Mm-hmm.
A shell of some sort.
Yeah. So Brittany Mahomes holds it up and says, do you think it's okay that someone eats 10 ice creams a day? She's got a picture
so
of
it. So it's those small, you can buy those in packages. My son does that. Whenever I buy them, I have to stop buying them. He does that every time I bring those home.
The point
there's nothing
is,
abnormal about that.
First from Mrs. Mahomes, there's no such thing as 10 ice creams. That's not even a real thing. It's not 10 ice creams. That's not how you would
just
word
10
it.
Mini cones.
But Patrick Mahomes now is catching crap because his wife ratted out that a three-time Super Bowl champ, two-time repeating champ, is eating too much ice cream. It goes back to the dad bod picture and everything else.
100%.
Should she have done that to him?
I don't know. She's trying to make a joke, make light of the situation.
She's pressing his buttons a little bit.
Yeah. 10 ice creams.
Hey, Mr. MVP, Mr. Most Famous Guy.
Well, he's sitting on the couch. Her hand is showing like she's going to hand him another one.
Right.
Should anybody eat 10 ice creams?
You see those pictures of Travis Kelce on vacation?
Yeah, his dad
bod's approaching
very quickly. He's not missing many meals either.
No, it can get away from
him. His brother asked him, he said, what's going on with you? He said, we're deep into the off season. I'll get in shape when I need to.
Yeah, but he also said, I'm now you. He took a shot at his brother, too.
Yeah, well, that's what brothers do.
Yeah.
He's in the lovely relationship. They're eating. They're drinking. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is what happens. You're going to
get some food late at night. Doesn't matter. Next thing you know, your jeans don't fit you.
They just took a roll of hay at midnight.
It's 11 o'clock, and he's eating peanut butter Cap'n Crunch.
Next thing you know, you're tapping your helmet going, I'm winded.
I guess I shouldn't have had that box of Zatarain's at 10:30 at night.
Now you're John Candy and Splash.
They're also still in that portion of the relationship where they're doing it at like 9:30, eating, doing it at midnight, eating at 2:30, doing it at 4. Like, they're still in that stage where that's happening. It'll end at some point. They're not together. Domino, they're not together very much. She's on tour. He's been
catching up, yeah.
Like, why? You don't think that's true? You don't remember that time when you'd wake up at 3 a.m. and be like, all right, let's go. Everybody did that. Now you wouldn't wake up at 3 a.m. for a fire.
Nope, I'm going to burn.
Elvis could be playing in my front yard.
Listen.
He's raising the shade.
Once 11 o'clock hits and I'm sleeping, ain't nothing getting me out of bed.
I just thought you were putting people's business out
of
the street.
No, but she's beautiful. He's famous. They're good looking. They don't get together all the time. So when they're together, it's 4 times a night. They're
isn't that
right
how
now.
It burns out then? Don't you realize that, like, when that doesn't happen, doesn't somebody then go,
Why isn't it happening? But she's going to be.
See, that's why you shouldn't go in that.
So you should stop yourselves.
Yeah, a little bit.
She's going to go back on tour. He's going to get back to football. So that's a different setup for them.
All right.
That's all.
I did see the pictures, though. They were frolicking in
crystal blue ocean
knee
water.
High water, which meant that you got to see probably
and both
not.
Of them looked like they were enjoying what Matt referenced there.
And that was not Atlantic Ocean water, by the way. You saw that water?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's some Caribbean rich, private island
that's
water.
That's you shut down an island. Their island.
Yeah. I mean, what'd you expect them to go? Seaside Heights?
No, but I just wanted to confirm.
I'm from there. I'm allowed to say
What do you think they pay for a bungalow a night wherever they're staying?
$5,000.
I would say higher. I think that's insulting to her. I think it's 10 a night minimum.
I don't think they're sharing that area with anybody.
No,
so I think
agreed.
It's more than that.
Yeah,
it's
saying it's a private
area. Yeah, it's their private area.
Something's all for them.
Yeah, you know.
Do they want pictures taken? Like, are you sort of still hungry, thirsty? Look at us, we're still together.
You say no, but you want them a little bit.
Yeah, you do. You want just enough attention. There's not another couple there from, like, Sacramento.
Right, who got the pictures?
At the buffet with them.
Steve Wynn says, you can use my island. I'm not even kidding. That's what, that's, she doesn't make, she doesn't go on TripAdvisor and read some reviews. No. And then, goes to her, IHG account.
But keep it under $5,000 a night.
Is it just as crazy, if you watch The Crown, when they went through the Princess Diana, Dodi, El Fayed relationship, and they were on an island somewhere, and then you had the paparazzi, on a boat.
Yeah.
Just floating.
Well, that's what this sort of feels like.
Ocean.
You're telling
somebody's
me that
hundreds of miles or not that
in a
far.
Bush.
But, yeah, far enough away, they have some great lens, and they're getting you a decent enough picture.
I know somebody who went to that Branson Island. He does, a couple of things a year, and I know somebody who's gone to that. And I did ask her. I said, "Whoa, what's that all about?" She said, "Everything you think it is."
Really?
Yeah, but without the problems. I'm not talking about problems.
No, no.
I mean,
that.
Just when you go, it is
everything's available to you. Yeah.
Yeah. What do you want?
See, in the documentaries they've done on that, it sounds like famous guy, young girl, it's in the open. There's somebody in the lobby. There's somebody on the beach. It's like there was not many people hiding stuff once because they felt protected.
But I think Branson does the thing where, you know, like you order your food a couple of days in advance and here comes the boat and it's got everybody's meals for like 4 days.
It's not like a
nude
beach, is it?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. Nobody needs
I mean, maybe
that.
It could Nobody. Be. Who knows?
Like I want ham and cheese on sourdough.
Yeah, yeah, it's going to come. No doubt about it.
Spicy fried chicken.
Yeah. What would you be most worried about eating nude? Like sitting down.
All
like,
of it.
Like, yeah.
All of it.
No, no, no. Like
in theory, a
greasy
nude
hamburger.
Beach
no, a greasy
I'm
hamburger.
Not about, I'm not worried about any of the food. I'm worried about what I look like. No, while 1%. I'm
listen, we've already determined 1% of the world should be nude.
Yeah, exactly. Maybe.
Nobody around here is in the 1%. My point is, what's the most dangerous food?
It's an egg roll. It's something fried where on the bite, the.
Something
the
comes
grease can
I'd be careful with fajitas.
Interesting.
There's a potential burn hazard there.
All right. So I'm asking. You were asking about a bologna sandwich or whatever you just asked. That's probably not dangerous. That's the point. There are dangerous foods to eat at a nude beach.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Sort of a flambé.
I got to tell you.
That's a naked beach?
If I'm somewhere where there's a buffet and they're offering me bologna sandwich, I know I'm getting ripped off. You know, it's a bad idea.
What did you say?
I said a ham and cheese on sourdough.
This guy wants to, I told him he could have anything. Well, he's ordering a ham and cheese on sourdough.
You asked him, and he was very specific.
He would have had it on
a
baguette.
Man knows what he wants.
Right. With mayonnaise and grill it.
A press sandwich, if you will.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So Alex Anthopoulos on with us today. Had a few things to say about, well, Kelnick. He's going to tell us that there's no concern at all. And everybody, I think, stands in agreement. He's not here to hit the cover off the baseball. He's going to hit at the bottom of the lineup, and whatever happens, happens.
Be nice if he hits. If he hits 228 with 11 homers, they still win 98 games. Like, it'd be great if he hit, and I need him to hit in October and have a moment or two. But in lieu of that, Kelnick is a non-factor everything else.
I still think the emotional fulcrum for this team when you talk about
good
the staff is Tyler Matzek. And we asked him about Tyler Matzek. He just gives them an attitude in that bullpen that they didn't have
and
last
Sale
2 years.
Is supposed to be the
absolutely.
Every fifth day version of that
Matzek
guy.
Has his nickname is perfect. Like he has his pair. And he's like, all right, you guys going to act like I do? And I think Sale's a great example. This team is the most talented in baseball. There's a bunch of nice guys. And they got shown up in a way by Bryce on that field in Philly that was embarrassing.
Man, that thing, Darcy. Yeah.
That I can't have that for my team. I need them to chest out and go, we are better and we're...
Should Snit, I don't know if you guys were part of it, should Snit, when they boo the bejesus out of him, should he tip his cap and just say, hey,
absolutely.
Great to see you 100%. Too? Wouldn't that be the play that
it'd be
if
hilarious.
You just, if you're old enough, you don't care, you said what you said about their crowd.
Sure.
Hey, good to see you too.
Why not
then leave as
it?
Many as possible off the All-Star team?
Lean into it, though.
Yeah.
Have a good time with it.
You're not making it. Why? Well, because I don't like
it. See, here's the difference. I think Max is a stud. I think Chris Sale will have no problem buzzing the tower on Bryce twice in the first at bat.
I've been waiting. You've heard me for 25 years. Way too many people got way too comfortable against way too many of the staffs around here.
Mm-hmm.
Those Phillies in the 07, 08, 09, they dug in like that ballpark down the road here was their place.
Yep.
I'm tired of it. I'm not a headhunter, but you can't let people have their way with you.
Enough to, you know, create a little bit of doubt in their head.
Yeah,
that's, at this level, that's all you need.
Bob Gibson was pitching coach here. Like, even like the ghost of Bob Gibson should be enough to.
But I'll say this. The guys they have in the pen now, they've got some guys who can scare you a little bit. Minter can do that. Matzek can do that. Bummer can do that.
Like, you know what I got? I got a fall guy.
You got power arms is what you have.
I got a fall guy. If I ever needed to just, hey, we know what's about to happen. You're going to be the one to do it. You're going to be kicked out of this game. Wink, wink, we'll pay the fine. I don't know if that's a real thing or not. And don't worry, we got a guy pretty warmed up right behind you.
But the truth of the matter is the Phillies have no fear of you. Whether you take two or three in this series or
in
the season, they have no fear of you.
They think the switch will be flipped in the postseason.
Right.
They believe that, and rightfully so.
So what do you do to counter that? You can't do it in the regular season, but you could at least put some thought in their mind of like, all right, maybe something's a little different. But you got to show that.
Yeah, that's why, boy, I hate to even say this. I didn't need reinvigorating, as I said. I'm invigorated about it because I think there were some storylines that we're going to look at. Chris Sale's being one, Max Fried in his last year. What the bullpen looks like with horses, like legitimate horses coming out every day of the week if you want to. But in all honesty, this is going to be a six-month road to what have you guys learned, what's different, and how do you ensure that it is
different? And nobody will know any of it.
No, right. That's
we'll
exactly
try to
it.
Apply things that we see. No, the weirdness about the Phillies and the Braves, and if you were being honest with Philly, you said, who's the more talented roster? They'd go, they are. Like, they know the Braves.
I think they like that.
So do I.
I think they like that.
They're like, we'll still overcome it. They think they will until you show them, all right, make
it. Yeah, it's not an April thing. It's not a June thing.
They're essentially playing with house money, so I'm glad you guys were able to piece together a show today. It gave you 24 hours of notice.
I really don't have much planned.
Yeah.
We're just going to wing it. We're going to talk about sitting down peeing, kind of cover that for a little bit and see how that works. Domino's a sitter when he pees, I heard.
That's not true.
It's just never ending.
That's not true.
What happened? I didn't hear this live. I've been told two or three times.
A lot of people are doing it. Yeah.
That there was a big discussion on the locker room about whether you sit in the middle of the night to pee.
2 days worth.
Yeah, I guess when they're home, John Michaels and Finn, in the middle of the night, they sit down.
No, not the middle of the night. 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
I don't understand it.
I thought it was lights are off night. I don't want to miss.
In their homes all day. All day, every day.
To each his own. I'm just telling you that I can't sign off on it.
If you don't have the confidence of direction, maybe your wife has browbeat you enough that you're like, F it, I'll just sit down.
Are you a 4-year-old?
Matt, I'm just saying,
has there been leakage? Yes, that happens.
Every guy.
That happens. I'm not gonna sit down.
I also have toilet paper if I need to. I have some wipes. I can clean the toilet.
Unless I've had surgery. I'm not gonna sit down.
Because I think it was going on the third day. I came in this morning. I was here early, and I asked them. I said, how small are your toilets? Are you guys peeing in the thimbles? What's going on? Are these not regular size? Then I was told again, just at home and everything else, blah, blah, blah. But I did bring up 18, I think it's 18 years ago. We did the 5 least manly things. We came up with a list of 5.
Mm-hmm.
Peeing sitting down was number 2.
Mm-hmm.
Only behind.
Catching a slap and not doing anything about
it. Just walking away.
Yeah, catching an open hand and slap and not doing anything about it is the least manly thing that you can do.
Probably not wrong.
Number 2 is peeing sitting down. But again, it's not my world. I don't know.
No,
I
mean, it's like a pair of gloves.
I would have went with that.
They challenge you to a duel.
A duel, right. That's interesting to me. Are you tired? Are you like... Was there some rationale I missed?
What interested me and what surprised me is a lot of people...
By the way, you can hear the locker room 6 to 10 here in the family.
Yes, you can.
Oh, you think that gets the thumb off, huh?
No,
they don't
saying,
like you. I'm just going to tell you, I've heard. They don't like you either.
Tell me to get in line.
What I'm saying is, big picture, a lot of people on the X platform, I think like 43% said they did the same thing.
No way.
That's what surprised me more so than anything
else.
All right,
we have to leave a lot of people are doing it.
Wait a minute. 43% of our audience is sitting down. Why? Yeah, wait, hold on. Maybe there's a chance... That it's a number 3. You had the 2 in there and the
no,
one.
No,
which,
no,
that
again, that was not part of the. That was not part of the equation.
It wasn't. Okay,
not part of the equation.
When
I had a leg. I had to drag myself.
It's tough to just do one at a time.
I had to drag myself to the bathroom for 4 days. Drag myself. I like flopped out of bed and I dragged myself. You know what I didn't do? I stood up.
Uh-huh.
I stood up. I didn't sit down. Mm-hmm. I'm not giving in.
And you had surgery.
Before the surgery, I couldn't move.
What about after the surgery?
Why would I do it then?
Okay,
no.
Good.
Can I top that? My 11-year-old was just in the hospital. He's got an IV and that stand next to him. He still stood up and went. And these guys are sitting?
I'll give you another one. They asked me, they said something about, what about kids in the house? I said, when does it stop? I said, when you sing happy birthday at their third birthday, that's when it should stop. I don't know if I'm right
so
about
three
that,
is
but
that
it, just
line
feels,
of demarcation.
It just feels like at that point.
You don't have boys. I tend to agree with that.
I got to go.
You
back
have to understand
listen.
When they're that age, it really
oh,
is
yeah,
going to
yeah,
go.
It goes
out.
It's everywhere.
I get it.
It's like a fire hose in there.
The seats never pulled up, put down. All yeah, that's fine. Yeah. But if you're over the age, as he said, of 3,
yeah. If there have been 3 candles blown out,
inebriated,
by you.
Inebriated, by the way. If it's
lean,
one,
lean, the
you
lean,
lean,
absolutely.
The lean is a great point.
If you have a urinal, yes. If you have a urinal, if you're in like.
Oh,
the bathroom
now
where
we know
you're,
about you. You no. You've just told us about you without telling us about
if you're
you.
In a bathroom.
You're part of the 43%. That's what it sounds like to
I'm
me.
Telling you, when you're drunk, you do whatever you do.
Yeah, pee outside.
Yeah, wherever
you get in the house.
Fine.
Oh, I endorse that, but drunk, not drunk, whatever. My property.
Seems to be like
be careful with
when you hit a certain age, you should know to flush the toilet as well. Apparently.
Agreed.
That doesn't.
It doesn't happen at my house.
No.
Yeah. There's a lot of times I walk in, I'm really?
Yeah.
I mean, it's not hard.
Is that a thing?
Yeah, it's a thing.
With boys?
Because kids don't remember anything.
Oh, my God.
I don't know if the girls were the same way. Turning off lights, flushing toilets. It doesn't seem to happen
Never.
A lot in my house.
And then you turn into your dad, and I'm like, why are these lights on? Every room I go in, there's a light on, and it's ridiculous.
Every morning, I wake up. Apparently, the boy was downstairs having a snack.
Who pays the power bill?
The lights are on.
Yep.
All right, today is the 28th of March. Let's go back in time and talk about some of the things that happened on this date in history. 1971, the last original edition of the Ed Sullivan Show, aired on CBS.
Tonight's show is the last of our regular Sunday night series, and all of us are deeply grateful for your 23 years of royal support. But our show is not going off the air. Starting in the fall, we'll be back with a series of exciting specials, each one different and really big. Until then, good night.
Did it work out that way, or did... I think Ed got sick, right? And that was pretty much it.
I think this was like... I think
when they say a show's on hiatus, that means it's not coming back.
I think this was like George Allen. Like, I think, oh, he's about to do something. No, he's not. Was he reading a hostage out there? It does sound like he became the character.
Okay, but this is going to sound blasphemous. I don't think he had a bit of talent in his body, that he was in the right place at the right time, and he became the host of the world, introducing all these famous people. I did see an appearance he did on Carson years after he was now with the Sullivan Show, and it was sad.
Because he died in 74, if I'm not mistaken.
But he missed being on so badly that he was talking to Johnny. It was almost this, you have power at the network, and you talk to somebody about getting me. Like, he couldn't get back
to
whatever.
It's so great to be back here in front of the lights, Johnny. Can you do something about it?
It's Bear Bryant. In other words, what we're saying, again, when you don't have something to go to every day, there's a good chance you're not going to make it very.
1972, Elvis Presley on this date records his final top 10 hit, Burnin' Love.
What's the first thing you think of now when you hear this? It's Honeymoon in Vegas as they're coming down the Flying Elvises, Utah chapter. It's always there.
Do you think this was...
You're right. It's a very underrated movie.
Wonderful.
Like, people don't know. Like, in 1972, there are some guys in a room, the drum guys behind.
Yeah.
And go ahead, Elvis, go get him. Do you think this is one take? Was he still one take wonder?
69 he was. In fact, those January and February sets in Memphis in 69, it was Kentucky Rain, Suspicious Minds, In the Ghetto, bam, 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 one after another.
This is reinvigorated Elvis. I still got it.
This slowly was working towards his final studio album. The studio was his house.
He's dead 5 years later.
Yeah. His last studio album, RCA, couldn't get him to go anywhere, so they sent all the stuff to Graceland.
But this doesn't sound like a guy who's out of it.
No, he turned it up.
This was a good rocker for him.
This is a good cut.
This is the first rocker for him in probably 10 years.
So what's the deal? He all of a sudden became obsessed with racquetball and set up racquetball courts at Graceland.
When he would get obsessed with anything, he would go over the top with it. So Cadillacs, racquetball.
It's okay, though. Compared to the other things
slot
he
cars,
got.
Yeah,
I don't think he was playing as much as he needed to be. Speaking 14, of John Candy.
14-year-old girl.
How much do you think the Mafia was concerned he was going to drop dead on that court? And they're like, take a day off. You don't need to hit the ball again. We need you to get on stage.
Yeah, this is Tony. He's going to hit the ball for you.
I don't know how realistic the movie was, but the Hanks character of Colonel Tom, I don't care what you do, that boy's got to be on stage. It was like, that was the whole day. Get him on stage.
He's clearly not breathing. No. All right, well, get him breathing.
That's what they make these drugs for.
Sad existence.
1974, the Raspberries break up on this date. Eric Carmen is known for this.
Just pass.
He just pass away.
Full head of hair when he went?
He had a lot of work done.
Okay.
A lot of work done.
His hair or no?
I'm not sure if it was his hair. I know it wasn't his original face.
Okay.
Watch this live. Incident.
What?
Pretty entertaining.
What are you telling everybody to do? Why do you got to be like?
Think about hungry eyes, and this is the rock version. I remember when I was a kid, my neighbor had the album, the Raspberries album, and it had the scratch and sniff. You could smell the raspberries on the album.
How fun.
It was really
very innovative.
Yeah, well, it was like 1972.
It's
what do you want?
I mean, it's not bad.
Surprised they had that back then.
It will only be overtaken by Pull My Finger.
Yeah. 1977, the 49th Academy Awards took place. This won the Best Picture. Rock.
Hard, left, and right combination. What is keeping him up, Bill?
I argue. This is the best scene in movie history. 14th round.
You know what's
me goosebumps?
You know what's great about this? The announcers didn't sound like a lot of announcers sound in sports movies.
Can't even protect himself.
That sounded much more natural.
Like they've been through a war.
Well, because those guys did this for a living. They actually did that. But it sounds as natural as it can with background. What are the announcers saying? Because we all admit, like, going up to the booth in some of these sports movies is not great.
Yeah, we're too close to it because we know what it's supposed to sound like. So, yes, it sounds over the top. I will tell you both to go watch the couple of seasons of the Stallone reality show.
I watched the first two, and like I said,
actually the first three,
I couldn't get past Frank.
Frank's perfect as the weird uncle who's just kind of there. Never been married, doesn't go anywhere.
Now they're doing
it. His entire house is filled with
the shrine.
Sly shrine, memorabilia from Rocky, Rambo, and everything else.
How far did they get? Because he moved out of Los Angeles
to
Florida.
Miami.
Yeah. They did.
Yep.
The next season of the show,
so season
or
two,
us in Miami?
The season two was they did the move down there.
Season two.
Yeah, there was two. Second season, one of the daughters went to school down there. The other two sisters were sharing a place in New York. Frank is still around.
what else is he going to do?
Sly again. He was still shooting. What's the
Tulsa
show?
King.
Yes, he's still shooting Tulsa King,
which is filming here in town, right?
Yeah. So they got that going on.
Can I ask? Is he definitely in Miami? We took by, and I'll tell you why. By West Palm, there's a boat tour you can take, and you're on the bay, but the leads out to the ocean.
Right.
But they show property of all, like, famous, the Rockefellers on this one, And I remember the guy wasn't BSing. He pointed to a house that was being totally redone. And he said Stallone paid like $60 million for the land, and now they're doing the house. But it wasn't Miami.
So I think he's Palm Beach, if we're being specific.
Right, yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, they're in Palm Beach.
Okay, so is he on the water?
Yes, because it's a beautiful home.
Then that's the house.
Yeah, in Palm Beach.
So that was a few years ago. They were building. I think he paid $60 for the lot, and then was building a house on top.
He and Jeter apparently had the two Maka, just like estates down there in that same area.
I think Brady had one for a minute.
No, it was St. Jetersburg. That was Brady's place.
Right.
They called it St. Jetersburg. But that was by itself. There's a row of houses, but it was like the Vanderbilts.
You're right.
Vanderbilts, and it was the Rockefellers.
The other part, Miami Star Island.
Bon Jovi has one. Like, crazy prices.
Did you guys watch the Stallone thing? Pacino did a...
I saw
a cameo. It was so
sad. At the restaurant.
You don't know how to tweet. How do you do those things?
Did you see the Arthur Fonzarelli, Henry Winkler story that was told when they sat down? Winkler, he said, Sylvester Stallone said, nobody's ever done anything better for him in all his time in Hollywood than Winkler. He gave Winkler the Rocky script because they knew each other from Lords of Flatbush. He said, he's the only guy in Hollywood that I know that knows me. He says, I'm trying to sell this. He sells it, and then Stallone says, no, I'm in it.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, well, that's not what the studio thinks. Winkler had to go back and ask for a favor because they don't normally give you anything back. And Stallone says it's the greatest thing that anybody's ever done.
They also go to Italy, which you two would enjoy, because he hasn't met any of his family, his relatives, and he did that.
Are all the daughters as tall as I think they are, or is that...
Well, his wife's tall. Of course, everybody looks tall next to him.
That's part of it.
Yeah.
Him and Frank are not exactly overwhelming in height.
Because the daughters all look like they came out of Central Casting.
I will give him and his wife, maybe it's just TV or not, they look like they're the happiest couple around.
Well, they had a moment.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Jennifer Flavin.
They filed for divorce.
Oh, did they?
Oh, yeah.
It was a dog or something, wasn't it?
Right.
Oh,
he wanted a tattoo.
Oh, he had a tattoo of the dog.
And then it was a fight.
I don't know if it worked that way or not.
And then they were getting divorced, and then they realized this is a business situation. Okay. We don't need to be.
Oh, maybe it's for TV because they look super happy.
He took some poetic license.
Drago could have killed him. Thunderlips could have killed him. I mean, like, he's room temperature.
He shows up, too, by the way.
Who
Thunderlips?
Drago.
Ralph Lundgren.
Yeah, Lundgren shows up in
the
show, too.
He shows up for, like, a lunch.
Yeah,
just hangs out.
Yep.
2022 on this date, Will Smith apologizes to Chris Rock for the slap.
Nothing in two. Come on now. Smith comes out of the tomahawk.
This isn't, of course, that.
0-2 on the way. Chopper out to Dansby. Dansby throws to first base. Is this happening? It is! The Atlanta Braves are world champions!
It's a different Will Smith.
Oh, yeah, that's...
Same name, different...
Yeah.
Now that we look back,
I guess I should have made it a little bit more clear.
Now that we look back on both of those,
we have sports fans on the other side.
Not that Will Smith, of course, who was on the mound for the world championship.
Had somebody told you that Will Smith did what he did to Chris Rock today and you'd never seen it, or like in a coma, you'd go, that didn't happen. There's no way on the Oscars that happened. And that happened on that stage.
And the guy won the Oscar later in the night.
Yep.
I actually set that up and then I forgot that was the joke.
Right, so you were trying to figure out why is somebody playing this?
The
they're ruining your bit.
Yeah, then I recovered.
I didn't choose to play that.
But
you
forgot.
Yeah.
Normally that's like my thing. Oh no, that's the wrong cut.
Oh,
I fooled myself there.
Hey, do you know what today's the anniversary of? 20 years ago.
What?
20 years ago. This is the date that Georgia Tech went to the Final Four.
Is it really?
Jarrett Jack scores 29 points, and this is the day they went to qualify to be in the Final
Longest
Four.
Longest week of my life.
Yeah, San Antonio.
Who'd they beat in the Elite Eight? They played Kansas.
Oklahoma State.
They beat them in the final four.
But I
looked yesterday, though.
What did I say when they beat Oklahoma State? We're sitting there watching the game.
And we're never leaving.
We're never leaving this town.
The best thing I saw that night.
San Antonio.
So we're at the Alamo Dome, and I'm sitting. Scotty Shapiro, who used to work with us, now runs Fox. I'm sitting with him, and as the Duke fans start filing out because they lose to UConn, I'm watching him broker ticket deals in a way that it looked like the greatest Fortune 500
CEO. He flipped tickets and made money.
I'd never seen him. He turned 10 different tickets around. We were sitting club level. Yeah. He made like $5,000, and we were sitting in the front row on Monday Night Football Championship.
Man. Who did that?
Scott Shapiro. I was like, my God, this is impressive.
Well played.
Yes.
You hadn't heard that story?
No.
But that was a fun time. We're sitting in the Georgia Tech section. Bobby Crimmins is there, a former player, Dennis Scott, Kenny Anderson, all that stuff. And you're watching Bynum hit the layup that puts him in the championship game Monday night, watching Will Bynum jump in Luke Schencher's arms.
And that B.J. Elder was hurt, right?
Yeah, he wasn't really a part of that run.
Right. Jack 29 that night was the reason they moved
on. They beat Kansas and St. Louis, where it was all Kansas fans in that regional.
Well, look at us, 20 years ago.
San Antonio. We never,
Simeon, was that? the Kansas was that
might have been Wayne Simeon. Yeah. But we saw the Riverwalk probably 38 times.
Every day we had to walk down there. Thank God that Palm restaurant was there. Or I would have jumped into the river.
Only Nick. He's happy the Palm here. He got Palm there. He's thrilled.
All I need simple things in my life.
How much of a letdown is the Alamo, though? I was so let down.
Not much to it. That's
gift shop.
Sure.
There's strip clubs in San Antonio.
But it's a lot like.
No, not that. I found.
No.
There was a gym you found
he
there.
He was so defeated. I don't even think by the day seven he really wanted to go find a strip club.
There was a Marshalls. There was a gym. And, he was happy. It's all he needed.
Palm restaurant. Because
what happened for the Palm? Tell everybody the whole story. Why was it good for you? Did we have somebody here call ahead to say our guys there?
I know some people.
The guy that used to work here was running the Palm there. His name was Sean.
Sean, right.
So that's we had a connection.
Oh, he was physically there. That's
right. He was physically
there. Yeah. That's right.
Let's see. Phil's brother, apparently, Hugh McCracken, passed away on this date at the age of 70. He was guitarist. Played for a lot of different bands.
We got it in, boys.
We got to continue the streak, don't we?
First of all, he did the Hugh McCracken joke. That's the only reason he did this.
Played for Aretha Franklin, Steely Dan, Billy Joel, John Lennon, Paul McCartney. This is off of Ram. This is Admiral Halsey.
Thank you. Again, no one cares.
Who did Phil play with?
I don't know who Phil McCracken played with. But I said this earlier, if you bring up the story about the Chiefs owner, put an initial in between his name or call him Mr. Hunt. Yeah. I said that name out loud today. I went, oh, no.
It's dangerous.
Yeah, very dangerous. Lady Gaga's birthday is today. Worth $320 million. What is that? She's doing this commercial now for migraines.
Yeah.
And they must have paid her.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah.
I mean, an infinite amount of money.
The problem is I have PTSD because... She played the Super Bowl halftime. And
that was
time
it.
I hear
she
her,
was
I
part
can't.
Of Houston. She was part of Houston.
For me. I wanted that show to end so badly so they get to the second half. And it took
you
forever.
Know, I was there.
She's
and
38.
I still don't know how they did that whole I'm jumping off the roof.
Oh, she repelled or something.
So, I don't know.
So did the Falcons.
They did.
Mm. Yeah, well, she didn't crash.
Fell.
Yeah. She didn't crash.
28-3. We've screamed about that forever.
Quiet, you.
Good. Thank you.
Friend of the show and everything. Quiet.
No. Reba McEntire's 69 years old today. She's worth $95 million.
And the number's going up because she's on The Voice when I was told it's $15 million.
What a gig. That's the easiest, greatest money ever.
So she sang the national anthem, right, at the Super Bowl. She just did that. She had the TV show.
Young Sheldon she was on as well.
Yeah.
And they're bringing, from what I was told, they're bringing a version of the Reba show back.
You know why? So I was watching something on Q Factors, which has a different title. Now they don't call it a Q rating anymore. She has one of the most favorable Q ratings in music and in Hollywood, now, which is maybe why she's on The Voice or whatever.
Is it her son who Kelly Clarkson divorced? Because isn't it her son?
Maybe.
Oh, no, Kelly Clarkson's husband won't leave the property.
Well, the thing is...
Whoever that is,
like,
he won't
at
leave.
At least, I kind of think it is, but his stench must not be on her. Like, nobody's blaming her. This is your son. Like, supposedly his divorce has gotten ugly or
it
whatever.
It did get ugly.
Oh, yeah. He won't leave the house. He says, no, I'm staying.
She did marry Brandon Blackstock, who is Reba's son.
There you go.
7-year marriage ended in 2021.
Well, Reba's not taking any of the heat.
No, she should. She shouldn't, though.
Listen...
Not the same last name either. That helps.
Yeah, that helps. It does. You're right.
People don't associate.
Nobody knows who Reba's husband is. Right? Isn't that part of it? Like Dolly Parton?
Yeah, sounds about right.
Nobody knows who. Nobody knows who they are.
Like Loretta Lynn's husband. Vince Vaughn is 54 years old today.
What are you doing, huh? Pick it up. Pick it up, I said. What's your problem?
Last practice of the season, and this asshole thinks it's the Super Bowl.
You just summed up your entire career here in one sentence. If you had a tenth of the heart of Rutgers, you could have made All-American. As it is, you just went from the third team to the prep team. Go on, get out of here. Give me another tailback.
Okay, coach.
And later on, of course, he throws the touchdown pass that gets Rudy on the field.
Yeah, but I don't feel like he really highlighted Vince Vaughn there.
That's what I chose. That's how I choose to remember Vince Vaughn.
Maybe some swingers, maybe some... I don't know.
What would you say, Chris? That's too easy.
Wedding crashers. He's funny and he's great in both.
Too easy.
Dodgeball.
Right. Too easy.
Something. He's good in everything, though. Just good. Underrated.
You know,
good.
He disappeared.
I think he's
for
the
like,
same guy and everything.
He's disappeared for like 5 years. The BetMGM thing.
He's all over Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Yeah, the BetMGM thing is trying to get him back along with Curb.
He knows what lane he's supposed to be
Have you watched Curb this season?
I have to. I heard it started slow, but people have now come back around. Mm. They've said it's gotten better.
I saw a couple of clips. I almost feel like I don't need to invest.
No, you don't.
I'll look at a couple of clips online that people have said, this is pretty funny. And
it's the final season. It's, yeah.
Okay, have you watched? Because I heard the same thing you did at the beginning, and then everybody sort of
I've watched every episode. There's a couple of moments here.
All right, here. I am watching. I'm not recommending it yet. I don't want to ruin the streak. But there's this thing on Netflix called Three Body Problem. Have you heard about this? Mm-hmm. I don't know what's going on. I'm an episode and a half in, and I don't know what's going on.
What's the premise?
Yeah.
I'm going to watch another one and a half episodes. So the premise is a bunch of really smart people, scientists. There's like a helmet that looks like a game console thing.
But something's VR or whatever?
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff going on, but they're really smart people, and they're committing suicide.
Oh, God.
The scientists, but now they got to figure out why. But I don't know what's going on. I'm just telling
you. Episode
and a half
in.
I don't know what's going on.
Rest in peace. Let me know how that turns out.
I feel like you didn't sell Nick on that.
No, I'm not telling you. I'm selling you. Yeah. I'm going to give him another one and a half episodes. Okay. I think it's intriguing.
Nick's on two shoulders.
I'm just not sure if I'm being bamboozled.
I will back up, too. Reba's divorced.
Oh.
David McIntyre.
All right, well then.
Divorced from her ex-husband, Narvel Blackstock. She's got a new boyfriend as of 2024.
I wish those kids well. Yeah. Kurt Hennig passed away. Well, it would have been his birthday. He passed away on this year. Not this year.
Okay.
Let me start this again. I had a stroke.
That's two today, by the way.
Yeah, that's two if you're keeping score at home.
Was it the other day or yesterday? 2 days ago. What's going on? Do you have a clot?
I might.
No, is there a chance you
got... Well, earlier, it's funny you say that.
Did you see the consultant again?
Because as I walked in today, what did I say? I smelled barbecue. Yeah. I was like smelling.
You asked me if that's a sign of a stroke. I said, no, not really. Not in the medical school thing that I went
to. You smell rotten eggs or burned hair. But no, I had a stroke again. But I'm all right now, I think.
Let's clean it up by saying Mr. Hennig, he died perfectly.
Kurt Hennig passed away in 2003. This would have been his 66th birthday. He was 44.
You haven't seen anything yet. Watch this.
It's the greatest vignette in wrestling history.
I love this.
Steve Jordan, the tight end of the Vikings.
Every time.
He's in their facility, the Vikings practice facility. And Kurt Hennig, in front of Steve Jordan, throws a pass to himself. He throws a bomb
every
to himself.
Time.
How many takes do you think it took Jordan to get his line right?
I just like the cutaways. You see the ball spiral.
Slow motion.
You see him running.
Right.
It's just outstanding.
That's so good. For those who don't know wrestling, when they would introduce somebody new, Vince's big thing was, let's do it with some vignettes to bring them in so the audience gets to know them. And they did three or four of these where back-to-back weeks it was like, people knew him from the AWA as Kurt Hennig. They didn't know the character Mr. Perfect, right. So they did a good job of introducing
him. Half-court shot,
yes.
Hole-in-one.
Did you see that? What a throw. What a catch. That was unbelievable. No. That was perfect.
There you go.
Jordan one take.
Hey, last thing.
He had things to do.
So good.
Is there anybody else who died or anything?
No, we're
anybody
done.
Anybody still living in the
We're state? Done. I got to go off to urgent care, so hurry up.
All right. So last thing, let's bring it back to sports. I called it my salivating test. Of all the quarterbacks, if you're going to line them up and ask me which one makes me salivate the most, it is, somebody wrote a story about this, it is Joe Milton. He's 240, ran a 4.55. He throws the football 80 yards. Mm-hmm. Now, again, it's just drills and shorts and a T-shirt. I looked at this video of him, and I was like, if I'm going to just play the...
Who looks the part.
Yeah. Put my eyeballs back in my head, it's Joe Milton over everybody.
He also threw an orange 100 yards.
Yes, he did. I don't know why, but he did. He threw 100 an orange.
Imagine what he can do with a grapefruit. Right.
So my salivation test, which is not a real thing, although, again, I can click it the same rate as the NFL experts. Mm-hmm. Am I crazy to think that that's... I forgot to mention this. He threw a 70-yard completion. While the ball was in the air, he did a backflip.
Mm-hmm.
This was part of his...
And then he caught the ball.
He didn't do that. Oh. But he did a backflip while the ball was in the air. He's the best athlete of all of them. He has to be.
The problem is he didn't know where the ball's going.
I know.
He can't take it off 95 miles an hour.
As no one has to throw the ball 80 yards either, ever.
As somebody said in this article, the problem is the games.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he lost the job
the
at two... Yeah. Major
okay.
schools.
All right.
But he is one of those guys you look at every throw and you're like, oh my God, that's perfect. Look at
as a coach, I can fix him.
Nope.
Want to thank Alex Anthopoulos and Jay Billis for joining us today. Cullen Madden, also Brian Gebhardt, Derek Thomas, Matt Lear, and Adam Gillespie. Thank you all. Enjoy.
We got to clean something up.
What happened?
Apparently, it's not Reba's kid married to Kelly Clarkson. So I just want to make that very. I apologize.
All right, very good.
To the Clarkson family, and I just feel like there's a lot of things we need to clean up.
I think at the top of every hour, you should issue a public apology as we reprimand Matt Chernoff. Enjoy the rest of your Thursday. Game day is tomorrow. We'll talk to you at 11. Cellini and Domino, the Fan, 680 and 93.7 FM.
In today's fast-paced world, your business deserves banking solutions that are as dynamic and cost-effective as you are. Solutions like free business checking from LGE Community Credit Union, free online and mobile banking, no minimum balance required, plus no maintenance fees and dividends on your balance. At LGE, we're a smarter way to bank. See what's possible for your business at lgeccu.org. No monthly maintenance fees. Other service fees such as NSF, overdraft, wire, and stop payment fees still apply. Not all businesses will qualify. Membership eligibility and base savings account that keeps a $5 minimum balance required.
The Fan is ready for Brave season. Are you?
3-1 smoked high in the air, deep center field, and heading for the horizon. A home run by Olsen.
We're streaming every game of the Braves 2024 season free on the 680 The Fan app.
So make sure you download it now and don't miss a pitch of the Braves this season. This is a 680 The Fan podcast. To hear more live and local sports content like this, tune into 680 AM or 93.7 FM or download the Fan app.
In today's fast-paced world, your business deserves banking solutions that are as dynamic and cost-effective as you are. Solutions like free business checking from LGE Community Credit Union, free online and mobile banking, no minimum balance required, plus no maintenance fees and dividends on your balance. At LGE, we're a smarter way to bank. See what's possible for your business at lgeccu.org. No monthly maintenance fees. Other service fees such as NSF, overdraft, wire, and stop payment fees still apply. Not all businesses will qualify. Membership eligibility and base savings account that keeps $5 minimum balance required. So, Robert, I want to thank you for your time. I just don't think you're the right person for this position.
I don't understand. Was it something I said?
Well, we did a background check on you and found some things of concern.
If you're in charge of hiring for your company, you know how helpful a background screening can be. That's why companies that use Horizon background screening make smarter hiring decisions. Don't let the wrong hire put your company at risk. Get the real story on your candidates at horizonscreening.com. HorizonScreening.com.